Hi, this is Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Christina Bergman is the lone outside candidate seeking to become Brighton mayor. Both Brian Ostrander and Bobby Wright have municipal council experience. However, Bergman says she sees room for growth in planning for commercial and residential development in the community, being transparent in how tax dollars are spent by creating an online portal for the public to track expenses. And she's also looking to boost economic growth in the downtown area. While her platform says she wants to avoid tax increases through responsible fiscal management, she concedes that 0% tax increases will be impossible to avoid, given inflationary pressures of staff wages and the procurement of goods and services.
There needs to be responsible growth and development in the municipality, in partnership with Northumberland. So looking at traffic calming measures, looking at how we develop land and where and why. I would go as a, with all my mayoral authorities, into planning meetings, for example, and understanding what a draft approval looks like for land development. For example, sorry for coughing, but south of the train tracks, we're seeing a lot of subdivisions being built south of the train tracks. So what I would do as mayor is go back to the table as a council group and ask ourselves, what is this master plan? Are we building correctly? Do we have, for example, construction bypass routes? Why are all the trucks going downtown? Can we look to other municipalities or cities? I'll give the example of Stratford, and it depends on the geolocation, but Stratford has a truck bypass. So I would be looking to make sure that when we build and where we build is the right thing to do within the geographical constraints of the municipality. I would also tell anybody who was asking me that I consider green space, farmland, and local wetlands like important. Some of the reasons we move here, like I grew up here, and one of the main reasons is Presque Isle. So I want to make sure that if there's a draft pre-approved plan to develop high density living along what some would call a swamp, I would call a marsh that has filtration systems and part of the ecosystem here, maybe swap land with builders so that we can preserve our local wetlands. And maybe I'm rambling now, but I would also talk about local economy revitalizing downtown. And that would involve partnering with the BIA, both downtown and in the industrial section, so we can see more stores. There were more variety of stores when I was young. And pulling people in through Codrington has a farmer's market. So I would do initiatives for a farmer's market downtown. There's a couple spots that are vacant, pop-up markets and so on. The other things I would do is activities for youth. So my kids, when we spoke about kids earlier, but there is a challenge with finding things to do for them, whether that be a better YMCA. I'm saying better because you can go to the YMCA here, but there's no actual amenities. You have to go to Trenton, for example, to swim or do any kind of social drop-in activities. I definitely would like to see, as we grow this community, some stuff for kids to do outside of school.
Okay, yeah. So let's unpack this a bit.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Brighton is achieving sustainable growth in residential areas?
I think that my take on that as a citizen of the municipality and someone who's running for mayor is that we can definitely do better because we don't have the proper road networks. We don't have the proper first aid response like 911 or fire department response south of the tracks. So I think we can do better. I think that we could perhaps call upon the province. They've asked us to build, so why isn't the infrastructure going towards the 401? When I drive towards Cobourg, I go west on the highway. I typically see development, high density living along the 401 corridor. So why did our infrastructure stop so short of the 401, and can we build northwards while protecting usable farmland? We got to ask bigger questions, because I don't think we're building correctly. There's a hotel by the No Frills. We have kids walking from the high school on a gravel soft shoulder, and now we're going to have a hotel and potentially mixed living in there. I don't think that it's been done correctly.
Now, would you be considering using strong mayor powers to direct commercial and residential development? How would you use that?
I'll be honest. I've worked for cities and municipalities before. I won't name them because I don't think that that's relevant, but I've seen evidence of how strong mayor can work in partnership with the province to develop land properly, not only in terms of strong mayor process, but also enlisting counselors to do their job and not just approve things without actually digging into the meat and potatoes of what's wrong with it. Part of what I would do is look to reestablish wards. I know we don't have a large community, but I've lived and worked with council in the past in a small community that had ward counselors. So when someone calls or reaches out for help or knowledge, that there is accountability and transparency to that individual. And I think that would spark more independent voting processes at the planning level.
Now, on your website, you talk about an envision to a dedicated tourism department in Brighton. You touched on working with the Business Improvement Administration in town. How would a tourism office benefit Brighton?
So Presque Isle Provincial Park is the, my son did a study on this at school a couple of years ago, and we love Presque Isle so much. And it's top eight in Ontario. Now, we have a massive amount of provincial parks, and to say that we're top eight is telling me that that's a great way to draw people from wherever they're coming from. We'd have to do a check on where these people are coming from, but to me, that's a big selling point. We're not landlocked. We're along the water. There's year-round activities, bike trails, ATV trails, snowmobile trails. There's boat launches, you know. So people are coming in, and I want to make sure that when they get here, that there's interest and culture and connection and business growth in the downtown and industrial sections that keep people interested in coming to shop here. And for example, City of Kingston, it's a large city. There's a reason why they're so successful with their tourism groups. But we can look to those cities to say, what did you do? What works best? What doesn't work best? And maybe scale it down a bit so that the people that are coming here don't just see a burnt down building with a ripped tarp on top of it and say, what's happened to Brighton? Why don't we have more vested interest in tourists and people who are traveling, coming into town all year round for things that are specific to how we attract people? We need to attract and retain those people and show them not just the park, it's the municipality that works together for tourism, promoting tourism.
Now, also on your website, you talk about physician recruitment. You want that to be a local priority. I know the Lakeview Family Health Team has two physicians at the Brighton Clinic. Mm-hmm. How many more doctors are you looking for in Brighton?
I would have to. So some of what I'm doing is doing some research on the doctors in town who have attracted and retained new doctors, which is amazing. But I'd have to speak to those subject matter experts to see what have they learned, what's lacking, what kind of demographics we have in town now. If we have historically had a retirement based communities, that's a one type of perhaps geriatric doctors that we would need. But we also have young students here. So I would have to talk to those subject matter experts and see how many more doctors we would need. But on a personal level, I don't have a doctor. I go to a local pharmacy who has an incredible partnership with a series of doctors, right? So you get on the TV and you talk to them and they might refer you. But I would say we'd need at least three more, for example, because I can't get a doctor and I know that there's a long wait list for people. On social media, you can see at times there's a new doctor in Trenton and then that doctor shuts down or that doctor's full. I don't want people to go to the Emerge. I want them to know that they have a family doctor. So I would say at least three more.
Okay. Now, also on your website, part of your platform, you said you'd work to avoid tax increases through reasonable financial management. First off, is it possible to avoid tax increases given the level of services and the demand for increased services in municipalities?
I think that it's next to impossible. And what I've seen historically at other cities and municipalities that I've lived and worked in is that if you avoid tax increase for a couple years or in line with the fact that you might be the next mayor, so you don't want to make it look like you're increasing taxes, the next round is doubly high because you went into debt. So I don't think it's possible. I think we have a basic inflationary rate that we have to keep up with for salaries and taxes. But what I'm hearing on the streets, no pun intended, is that the taxes that we pay in the municipality, you do not see on the road management plan, any beautification, any services. We pay almost $5, and I know this is a Northumberland County issue, for garbage bag tags. These are the kind of things that we need to show. Can we avoid those low-hanging fruit that irritate people and show people, yes, the taxes went up a little bit, here's why. So I'd like to, if I was mayor, I would post it online, like a full cost of municipal services, an open data portal to show people how those tax dollars are spent. Because I don't think people are necessarily adverse to increased property taxes, but you have to show them. You have to show them where that's going, and then it has to be tangible within a pretty short period of time, right? Otherwise, it looks like the money's gone missing, and I think that's wrong.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.